Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily. Tonight, we are gathered for the world heavyweight title. That's the wrong card. I've got the wrong. This, folks, this is the Philosophy Show, where one question gets walked through 15 wisdom traditions. And tonight, that question involves shame, an empty room at the start of the week, and whether there is such a thing as walking back in. I am told there is. I am not entirely convinced. Let's find out.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project where one user's question gets answered through 15 wisdom traditions. You can find the question of the day, ask your own questions, and learn your belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, how do I walk back into that room on Monday like I didn't just tank the presentation in front of everyone? Now flip it. What would it mean to walk in like you did? Like you own the specific shape of that failure, like you're not erasing the wreckage, but carrying it through the door with you. Suddenly the question isn't about performance. It's about whether you can be seen by people who already saw you. How do I walk back into that room? Stoicism goes first, and it is almost rude. It says you are rehearsing the wrong problem entirely. Their memory of your stumble, not yours to govern, but your spine. Your eyes meeting theirs when you sit down, speaking first when the chance arrives, those are yours completely. Epictetus, men are disturbed not by things, but by their opinions about things. Meaning, you are currently the only person in the building still running the presentation on repeat.
That feels like it asks a lot. Just decide to stop feeling bad about it. Classic Stoic move. Technically correct, deeply unsatisfying when you're standing in the parking lot dreading the elevator.
Which is exactly where Sufism breaks from it. Sufism says, carry the wound, not performed healed, actually carrying it, because the beloved doesn't send humiliation as punishment, it sends it as a summons. The reed doesn't stop being music because it was cut. And then it says something that kind of stops you, that room, those faces, this is the tavern. The question is whether you'll walk in or stand outside deciding if you deserve to enter.
That's a real fork between Stoicism and Sufism. Stoicism says the wound is an opinion. Sufism says the wound is the door. Those are not compatible.
Judaism doesn't resolve it. It does something stranger. It points to Beit Shammai, the school that lost almost every argument to Beit Hillel, and asks, do you think they disappeared? They walked back into the study house and kept talking, because the Talmud needed the losing voice in the text. It called the failed argument worth preserving. There's a person in that room who might need exactly the someone who knows what it feels like when the words fail in front of everyone. Not despite the stumble, but because of it. You've got DMV energy right now, clutching a paper number, waiting to be called. Certain everyone noticed how long you've been standing there, but everyone in that room has their own number.
Existentialism lands somewhere close to that, but strips the comfort out. It says the performance of walking in like nothing happened is already dead on arrival. Sealed past saving. Re-entry isn't recovery. It's authorship. You show up as someone who knows what they did and chose to come anyway.
The pop culture oracle went with Elle Woods, Legally Blonde, the part where she walks back into Harvard Law not recovering, but reopening the room. Treating the ledger as blank on that page rather than already written. The Oracle's point is that the origin moment isn't the slides freezing, it's that you kept talking after they froze, which means you already survived it once. Epicurus, meanwhile, is not interested in any of this narrative scaffolding. It says, call the one person from that room who texted you something human, eat something plain with them today, bread and oil, an hour with no agenda, and let the size of the wreck shrink against actual company. By the time you cross that threshold again, the room is just a room. Before you walk back in, write down one sentence from that presentation that was actually right. Not to rescue your confidence, just to have one true thing in your pocket when the door opens. The traditions will argue about what the wound means. That sentence is yours.
TheGodShow.us would like to thank our sponsor, Typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. TheGodShow.us is free, daily, and multilingual. If it earned a place in your week, consider subscribing or leaving a review wherever you found it. It keeps the arena lights on. Folks, I want to be clear. I knew what event this was the entire time. That confusion at the top was a technique! A philosophy technique! You walk into the wrong room. You recover with twice the conviction. The traditions called it. I was simply demonstrating. No further questions. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's question of the day.